From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Sierra Nevada snowpack reached 160% of normal on December 30th after a series of early winter storms. This month, that average dropped to about 60% of normal as dry conditions since have largely melted away optimism for the 2022 water year. The Bureau of Reclamation recently cut off federal water supplies from the Central Valley Project, and restrictions on state water diversions may come later. Nicole Berg was elected the National Association of Wheat Growers president last week. Berg is a fourth-generation farmer from Paterson, Washington, where she farms with her dad and two brothers. They grow dry land and irrigated wheat, bluegrass seed, field corn, sweet peas, green beans, and alfalfa. Berg also sits on the board of the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation and previously served on the board of conservation districts. The USDA is planning on four more in-person trade missions this year, including trips to the UK and Kenya, nations the Trump administration opened up negotiations with for free trade agreements. AgriPulse.com reports also on the schedule are Spain and the Philippines, a country that began importing a lot more U.S. pork last year after it temporarily raised its quota by more than 400% and cut its tariffs in half to 15%.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.